This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush spoke moments ago in the Rose Garden. He announced new steps to shore up the nation's battered financial markets, including a plan for the U.S. government to buy stocks in banks.
This new capital will help healthy banks continue making loans to businesses and consumers. And this new capital will help struggling banks fill the hole created by losses during the financial crisis, so they can resume lending and help spur job creation and economic growth.
President Bush speaking moments ago at the White House. Today's announcement comes in the wake of Wall Street's worst week ever, and one day after the Dow jumped 936 points, its biggest point gain ever. NPR's Jim Zaroli has been following this story.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, did the Dow jump because Wall Street got word that the Bush administration would be infusing billions into the banks?
You know, I think that may have played a pretty big part in it. It was clear yesterday that the Bush administration was going to be doing something. They were upping the ante. This plan really represents a major increase in the protections that the government offers banks. First, the administration will be buying non-voting equity stakes in 9 banks. It's going to be using some of the money that was authorized as part of the big bailout bill that Congress approved recently. The government will also guarantee certain new loans between banks for up to 3 years. This is an important part of the way the credit markets function. Finally, it will permit the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to raise the amount of insurance coverage it offers for certain non-interest-bearing accounts, which are the type that businesses tend to have. So these are some pretty bold moves.
Break down for us why the government thinks that buying stock in banks will address the credit crisis better than other things it's been trying to do.
Well, this is, a crisis of confidence. We've had some very big banks go under or maybe come close to going under because of bad mortgage debt. People are afraid to lend, and the credit markets have really seized up. Buying stocks in banks is a way for the government to show that it's behind the banks. They're liquid. It's the same thing with this decision to guarantee new interbank loans and raise deposit limits. It sends a message to investors, you know, that you can lend these banks money. You don't have to worry about them being unable to pay it back. Government officials are basically hoping this will begin to restore some confidence, get the economy moving again.
Now, with the government buying into the banks, that brings up the word nationalization.
Yeah, I guess it does. And that's a question we get asked a lot. It kind of depends on what people mean when they use the word nationalization, I suppose. The government will be acquiring a minority stake in the banks. These will be non-voting shares. That means the government is technically going to have a certain power over the bank by virtue of the fact that they own the shares, but they won't have a direct say over what the bank does and doesn't do. I don't think, you know, controlling these banks is the Bush administration's goal. In fact, I think that there are some people in the administration who don't like getting involved even to this degree. But I think they just feel like they don't have a choice at this point. The situation is just too urgent.
And of course, the administration has tried a number of steps to help the banking business. Now, in this case, is it really following the lead of Britain and European nations, things they've been doing in the last couple of days?
One of the things that's happened lately is that a lot of European banks are in trouble, and the European governments have been much more aggressive about propping up these banks than, you know, the United States has been. If customers know that overseas banks have these guarantees and are more secure than U.S. banks, you know, one worry is that they'll start to transfer their money into them, which, of course, is bad for the U.S. economy, bad for the dollar. So the U.S. really has to do what it can to just to prop up its financial institutions.
Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli speaking from New York.